Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ein mamidim behema bepund dekois shel goyim. You are not allowed to place your animal in the inns of the Avdei Avodah Zarah, mepnei shechashudin al hervia, because they are suspected of having relations with the animals, and that is usher for a ben noyach. As it says, they become one. It says in the pasuk by Adam and Chava. So therefore, there's an isser to have relations with animals, even for ben noyach. And since they are suspected of practicing these activities, we don't want to place a stumbling block, and therefore, you're not allowed to put the animals in their inn. Also, v'leisis yachid isha imahin. You're not an isha, a woman, should not be alone with ayvdei avodah zarah. Is because they are suspected of illicit relations, and even though it's normally usher for a woman to ever be miyached with other people, normally it's mutter if the person's wife is around, because we would say that the wife will prevent her husband from doing anything untoward. However, for Avdei Avodah Zarah, their wives won't necessarily inhibit them, so therefore it's usher even in that case. And a person in general should not be alone with Ayyudei Avodah Zarah, because we're afraid that they may kill the person. A Jewish woman should not help deliver an idol worshiper's baby. Why? Because she is helping bring a Ayyudei Avodah Zarah into the world. The Gemara explains, however, for professional midwives who get paid for their services, that's mutter, because that's their profession. However, a idol worshiper is allowed to help deliver a Jewish baby, even though we suspect them of bloodshed, of killing. If other people are around, sort of in the public, they'll be afraid to commit murder in that case, so therefore it's mutter. Bas Yisrael loy sonik b'na shel nachris. A Jewish woman is not allowed to nurse the child of an Ovidei Avodah Zarah, because again, you're not allowed to help support someone who's going into come into the world as an Ovidei Avodah Zarah. Avonachris meinika b'na shel Yisraelis b'rishusa. However, a idol worshiper is allowed to nurse a Jewish child. However, it has to be in the house of the Jewish woman, not in the house of the Ovidei Avodah Zarah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Misrapin Mehen Ripoy Mamon. You're allowed to go to a Ayved Avodah Zarah to help heal your property, which usually refers to the livestock, so a veterinarian, for example. Avaloi Ripoy Nefashis. However, not to heal the person himself, because again, we're afraid that they won't actually heal you, they will try to kill you. Others explain that Ripoy Mamon just means to help you heal for sort of a temporary, non-life-threatening illness. Reaping nefashis means a life-threatening illness. And others explain that if the Avdei Avodah Zarah recommends that you take a certain drug, you're allowed to do that because the guy would be afraid. You would just ask around if this drug actually helps or not, or if it's just a poison, and therefore they'll be exposed, and therefore they wouldn't want to do that, so that's okay. V'ein mistaprin mehem b'chol mokim. You're not allowed to get a haircut from them in any place, because we're afraid that they will just slit your throat with the razor. Divir Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. The Chachamim say, "Bershusa Rabba Mutter." If it's in the public, it is mutter. Obviously, again, we are not worried about, we're not afraid that they would commit murder in public. We're afraid they may commit murder in private, but not in public. However, Avaloi Beinoi Leveinoi. But if it's sort of when they're alone and other people aren't present, even if they happen to come by occasionally, for example, if it's an alley or a corner or something like that, then it is usher, because we're afraid that if the guy takes the opportunity to kill you, he will do so.